On today's episode of Bed Bath & Beyond, Andy and I talk Shaquille O'Neal. We talk NFL trades. Do we? Do we talk NFL trades? I actually don't think we did. What the fuck did we just talk about? We literally just wrapped up recording and my brain is fried. You know what? I'm not going to tell you what we talked about this episode. Just know that it's really fun, good conversation, like always, and you're going to have a blast doing it. And if you don't know certain players' information, you're going to have to go fuck yourself. That's right. We play that game every episode now, and it starts right now. 3, 2, 1, go. I am Ian Peacock.
And I am Andy Heidemann, and I hate sports betting.
No matter what you say, I'm betting $100 on it tonight.
Welcome to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Brought to you by B3TSports.com. Did you know Shaq is a doctor?
I did not, actually, Andrew. Thank you for bringing that to my attention.
So now you're fucking with me, because I know I've told you that before.
You've told me that stat maybe 100 times.
Stat.
I mean, it is a stat. It is a stat.
Shaq has hit 1 3-pointer in his whole career, also doctor.
That is a good stat. I love throwing that into the conversation at parties and stuff. Hey, did you know Shaq made 1 3-pointer his entire career? No. That can't be right. No, he was in the league. I mean, he won, like, multiple championships. He played with Kobe. He's an icon. He's in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, no, I know. But he made 1 3-pointer his entire
and it
career.
Have you ever seen that 3-pointer?
I have. I actually.
It is garbage.
Now you know what I do need is I need the number of attempts he tried a 3-pointer.
Oh, we can find that out in like 2 seconds.
Go find it, Jamie. You're going to be my Jamie for this episode.
Jamie?
Yeah, Joe Rogan podcast. He's like the tech guy that like, and Joe's like, how about you pull that up for me, Jamie? Jamie, look that up. Jamie, figure out, you know, about the aliens, the UFOs. And then you have fucking what's his face, what's his nuts, who believes in conspiracy theories. What's his name?
Really? What? Oh, you're talking about from the I don't know.
Yes, you do, Andrew. The conspiracy guy. The conspiracy nut that, like, everyone talks about. Alex Jones.
Yeah,
see,
yeah.
I had to do it myself.
You turned the frogs gay.
You turned the freaking frogs gay.
Okay, let's see. His 3-point. Oh, my God. It's so sad.
What is it?
Well,
how many? Hold on. How many 3-pointers?
Well, the percentage is 0.045.
I'm not doing that math.
I know I'm not either, so I'm trying to find out the number of attempts.
0.045? Doesn't that mean he shot 100? Yes. Because you made one, right? So if you made one, then wouldn't that, the quick maths here, 475 attempts. I have no idea. That's definitely not right.
See, I don't know either. I'm looking for it.
There's
right
a
now.
Formula.
I find out the actual.
No, Andrew. There's a
there
formula.
Is. I know.
You have to. Okay. You take one and you times it by 0.045. You just get 0.045.
Yeah, keep going.
When you times a number by one, it's the same. Fuck, Andrew. I don't know. I don't know what to fucking do.
I don't know.
Do you
why
divide
I
it?
Find.
Hold on. 0.045 divided by one. That gives me the exact same. When you divide a number by one, it's the same fucking thing. Holy shit. I hope Alec is not listening to this episode. I hope he skips this episode because he will think we are the dumbest people on the planet.
He has 1 for 22.
Oh, okay.
So it's not so bad, but still like
1 divided by 22. Yeah, 0.045.
But for reference, I do want to find out how many shots Steph has taken.
How many shots who?
Steph.
Why? This is about Shaq.
Shut up. I just want to see how many.
Do you want to talk about Jordan too? How many shots Jordan put up? how many shots he attempted.
That's just per game. What the fuck is wrong with?
Come on, Jamie.
Oh my god, fucking 3-point attempts. He has over 6,000.
And Shaq has 22. Thank God he made at least one, you know? Or else he would be known as the guy who never made a 3-pointer.
The doctor who never made a 3-pointer.
The doctor. Can't forget Dr. Shaq, who is now the general spokesperson as well as Gold Bond. And
Gold Bond, the general. He does fucking more. Athlete's foot stuff.
But there's
Dr. Scholes.
Dr. Scholes, that's a good one, but there's more. Icy Hot. Icy Hot.
Icy Hot.
That's the big one. I saw the big tweet. Three.
There was a tweet that was like, Shaq doing commercials like he's going broke.
Man's just getting paid. Okay, nothing wrong with that. Well, the man is just getting paid.
There's a story that Shaq told. I don't remember what show it was on, but he said he spent like $46,000 at Walmart when he got traded to the Phoenix Suns. And he showed up in the middle of the night and then went to his holdover apartment. There was nothing in there. He's like, it's 2 a.m. I got to go to Walmart. And he went and he just dropped a fuck ton of money on furniture, TVs, all that kind of stuff.
Okay, but if you're spending $46,000 in Walmart, you pretty much just bought the whole store. I don't like...
Yeah, no, exactly.
I don't know what you're spending. Like, even if you gave me $46,000 and said, here you go, you can only spend this at Walmart, I'd be like, okay, well, here's like $20,000 back because I don't need that much. There's literally right. Nothing I could spend. Like, well, what am I going to get? Like,
guns. I'm trying to think of what's the most expensive thing in Walmart. I mean, the TVs, right?
I mean, I'm thinking TVs. I guess they have furniture, but they're all like, you know, crappy.
Furniture's, I mean, like,
it's yeah, crappy it's college like, furniture. That's like where you go when you're getting your dorm room, like, decked out.
Or your first apartment.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know what an NBA player is doing spending $46,000.
He said it was the only place open at 2 a.m.
and then, like, how does, like, did he have like a U-Haul truck? Like, how did he?
No get, idea. No he, idea.
Honestly, he probably.
I'm just telling you the bits I remember.
He probably just carried it all. Carried it all. If you were going to tell me that we were going to spend the first 6 minutes of this podcast talking about solely Shaquille O'Neal, I would have called him crazy.
You're all right. You know, Shaquille. It's funny. We're going to actually keep talking about him because I did bring him up for a reason.
Oh, it was okay.
Okay, so he was. He said. In an interview earlier last week, I think, he wants to lower the women's hoop in the WNBA by like a foot and a half or a foot or something like that, so that way they can dunk. and he got a lot of flack for it.
Can't they already dunk? I've seen some tall women play in the women's... Is it the?
I think some of them can, but I don't think they do. I mean, there's some women in the WNBA who are like 7'1".
Yeah, I know. Well, I was watching...
And they don't dunk.
I was watching the women's March Madness tournament because it's going on.
Oh, my
on
God.
Right now.
That freshman from Iowa, what's her name? Did you watch any of that?
No. I think it was Texas A&M. I think I was watching Texas A&M.
They were... Oh, against ISU?
Yes. Okay, yeah, when what? I say... Okay, listen. Listen, now that you're going to call me out on it, when I say I was just watching the women's bracket... I really was getting clips of it on Twitter. That is how I watched the women's bracket, is little 30-second highlights from Twitter.
Well, the whole point is Shaq was like, you know, you lowered a foot, you can dunk like we did in the NBA, and it would bring a little bit more excitement. And there are some people who are not happy about that. And I'm thinking, I think Shaq's a fucking genius.
Yeah, I just don't – I don't see – I get it. But,
I mean, they're basically two different sports anyway.
They are two different sports because they're played by two different people. I mean, the average height of a woman is significantly shorter than the average height of a man. Maybe not in the NBA or the WNBA. I'd have to look up. I don't have those numbers, but I would. Right, I would guess just based off of average male height and average female height, there's a difference. So, I mean. Yeah, I mean, then maybe it does make sense to lower the rim. I just thought...
I'm with Shaq.
I just thought that most women who play in the WNBA are athletic enough to dunk. Because you have some people who, you know, can be short. I've seen some 5'6" people on Instagram dunking on hoops.
Sure.
I also am trying not to get canceled, so I'm kind of like, you know.
No, I mean,
not
like,
diving
I
right
think,
into the subject.
I think those. No, I think those women can be just as athletic as the men. I just think that there are physical limitations just based on biology. I mean, it's just what it is.
Biology, right? Andrew?
Biology.
Wow, dude. I hope you don't get canceled for that. You think
I hope you canceled for it. And you can sell your NFTs to support me for the rest of my life because I won't be able to get a job.
Talking about spending $46,000 at Walmart.
Oh, no.
I am spending a lot of money on Nifty Gateway, and I am feeling good about it because the crypto market is down, so everything's really cheap right now.
There's How a down direct, is the crypto market?
Bitcoin's down $10,000.
Well, it's at 45 right now?
It was at 60. It peaked at 60 last week, and since then it's been hovering around 50.
Sure, okay.
And so, I mean, the thought is that it's going to get to 70 soon. Obviously, I mean, this is just the crypto market. It cycles.
It is. Yeah, it does.
Hills and valleys. I mean, this is with really any sort of market. You're not going to have continuous growth or increase. You're going to have growth, but you're going to have ups and downs. So there's a direct correlation between Bitcoin going down and all these NFTs are really cheap right now. So I'm using it as an opportunity to just fucking load up on everything. And I'm really banking on the fact that Bitcoin will recover, which I think is a real possibility, probably a likely outcome. And with it,
Bitcoin will probably eventually hit 100,000 in the next.
I think it'll eventually hit a million. I think it'll eventually, I mean, it just will, because it's going to be the main.
Yeah, but you're assuming that we're making it that long. I mean, like, the amount of time it's going to need to get there. I mean, humanity's holding on by a thread.
Oh, yeah, you're saying that we all just wipe ourselves out.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay, okay, yeah, no, that's a for sure. Oh, yeah. That's for sure a possibility.
For sure.
What was I going to say? But something, yeah,
about
so
Alex Jones.
Yeah, they're turning the freaking frogs gay. But
exactly.
I'm really just banking. Well, let's talk about Alex Jones for a second. Let's talk about let's talk about conspiracy theories for a second. Okay?
Do you have some?
I have a lot of them, but I want to know from you, Andrew, are there any conspiracy theories that you actually believe maybe not definitely happen, but you look at it and you're like, that there's something off there, Andrew. Something off there, Ian. There's not all adding up.
I'm fairly certain Lee Harvey Oswald did not act alone in the shooting at Kennedy.
Second shooter, Grass Knoll.
Yep. There's something. I don't know what it was, but it wasn't that. It wasn't a one dude thing.
Interesting.
Tell me I'm wrong.
No, I can't tell you you're wrong. That's the thing. That's the problem.
There.
I believe, so there's this big conspiracy theory. Oh, fuck. And of course, I'm going to fucking forget what the fucking name is. But there's this, Alex Jones was talking about it, and he says that there's this secret society, okay? And it's called the Grove. That's what it is. It's called the Grove. And basically, he says that he infiltrated this secret society when he was younger. Right? Okay. And this might be even how he gets like really big or famous. But anyway, the Grove is like all these high profile investors, politicians, like you name it. They're a part of this thing called the Grove. And it's very eerily similar the way he describes it. And I hope I'm not, you know, it's too late. I'm going to go all in. It sounds like that movie with Tom Cruise called Eyes Wide Shut.
Okay.
Have you heard of it? Have you seen it?
I have heard of it. I've not seen it, but I've heard
it's
of it.
It's very good. I'm pretty sure it's Stanley Kubrick's last film. And it kind of even ties in to the conspiracy, because there are conspiracies that Stanley Kubrick knew about the Grove, maybe even was a member, and him making that film,
motherfucker,
Eyes Wide Shut, which is about this secret,
little head nod.
Which is a secret society that... Basically, I don't think they kill anyone, but they definitely do some weird shit. They do some weird rituals, like maybe drink blood, definitely with like maybe bringing in some corpses or some sacrificing livestock. I'm not really sure of the
Twilight shit.
Yeah, some weird ass shit. Okay. There's definitely something like that, whether it's the Grove, whether it's the Illuminati, whether it's, I don't know how much power they have, Andrew, but I definitely, I definitely believe there is a high secret society out there. And it's fucking weird.
I think
weird.
There isn't. I think I can name their three top members.
Elon Musk.
No, actually, surprisingly not. He avoids the whole thing.
He's too cool for that shit, dude.
It's clearly Bezos, Gates, and Oprah Winfrey.
I mean, maybe, dude. Maybe. I don't think new money really has it. I think this stems from old power, old money, like Rockefellers, like fucking
Trump.
Maybe Trump, maybe Bush's, maybe Clinton's. God. I don't know. Like,
you
know,
okay. While we're talking, okay, so I'm going to mix in a little bit here. I've been rewatching a TV show because I had the urge. I wanted to watch the first season because the first season's really good and it starts to fall off a bit. But did you ever watch House of Cards?
Yeah. Well, not the whole show, but the first two seasons.
The newest season, season 5, came out and I was like, I'm curious about that. Obviously, Kevin Spacey's character leaves the show like amidst his big accusations a couple years ago, so they wrote him out of the show.
Real quick, do you want to know a fun fact about Kevin Spacey?
Kevin Spacey, yeah, I would love to.
He is neighbors with my aunt in Baltimore.
That's insane.
Yeah, they.
Have you met him?
I personally have not met him, but my aunt talks about him all the time. She has a dog and he has a dog and they constantly socialize the two dogs, whether it's like at a dog park.
That's
or something.
Insane.
And she loves to name drop him at family gatherings.
Who wouldn't?
Well, I would do the same thing if I was neighbors with an Academy Award winner. Says the allegations are completely frivolous.
Yeah.
He maintains his innocence.
I mean, yeah, my thing is nothing came of that. I don't think legally. I think it was I don't know if they settled even. Like if they settled, then it's like, okay, somebody wanted it to go away and he just paid him off. So, I mean, I would still be like, he's innocent technically, but it'd be a little weird. I don't even know if it got settled though.
I don't know.
I could ask him. Yeah, there you go. But that's not the point of this. The point of this is House of Cards seasons 1 and season 2 are very, very good. And it just got me thinking about when you're talking about conspiracies and presidents and stuff.
Well, yeah. So going back to the Grove, going back to fucking the Illuminati, definitely something there. I think there's something there. And Stanley Kubrick, there's a reason why that was his last film.
Crazy fucking person.
Well, it was his last film, Andrew. Do you want to know why?
Didn't he quit?
Because they killed him. They killed him. Stanley Kubrick is now dead. It was his last film. Look, I'm just connecting the dots.
Is this confirmed? Is Stanley Kubrick actually dead?
Yeah, he died. He died very shortly after making the film. I'm not even fucking with you. This is real stuff. He died after Eyes Wide Shut. It was his last film. So, there you go.
Stanley
the
Kubrick
Grove.
Death.
Yeah,
March
what is...
7th, 19, date of death, March 7th, 1999. Oh my God.
When was Eyes Wide Shut, Andrew? Come on, give me that. I bet it's 1999 or 1998.
July 16th, 1999.
There you go. Look, I'm not joking. There's a correlation here. Correlation.
Wait, yeah. He died. Did it say March? He died before it came out.
There you go. He died right after filming. That's how close it was.
Crazy.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the Grove, members of the Grove killed him because he released their secrets. Also, I know that we've been recommending movies to each other. You should watch Eyes Wide Shut. Very good movie.
Okay. Have you watched Ad Astra?
I have not yet. What? Because we were looking for a movie the other night and we fucking settled with... Oh, shit. What did we settle with? We settled with a terrible, terrible movie on Netflix.
Who was in it?
Just like some I don't even know their names. You would recognize the actors, but they're not like A-list celebrities, if that makes sense.
Sure, yeah.
Like
yeah.
Dermot Mulroney, is that a guy? Dermot Mulroney?
Maybe. I can have to talk about
You'd recognize them, but you're like, okay, I recognize your face. I don't know your name, but let's see what happens. It was a terrible, terrible movie, and it was called, like, fucking Hidden Intentions or something. It was, oh my God, I need to figure this out because it was such a bad movie. And we watched it instead of watching Ad Astra because I could have, I should have remembered you recommended that movie.
I recommend you watch it in silence with all the lights off.
Yeah, that's the only, I mean, what do you mean in silence? You think I talk movies?
No, but I think some people do. I think that there are.
Andrew, we used to watch movies together when we lived in the same town. Okay.
I know we did.
I didn't
talk. I know we did.
I didn't talk.
I didn't say you talked. I said I think some people do.
And I didn't want subtitles, if you remember, because I wanted
to. I know you don't. You're a crazy person.
No, here's the problem with subtitles, Andrew. It gives away the dialogue before the
don't
actor
read
says
them.
It. What?
Don't read them then.
They're right in front of my fucking face on the screen. What
do you mean?
So
is a whole fucking movie.
That is so silly. That is so. It literally ruins suspense. Any suspense in a movie is ruined because the subtitles come up before the words are actually spoken by the actor.
When people are talking, I can't hear.
Well, yeah. If you then you shouldn't watch movies with people who are talking. 100%.
Oh. I went to the movie theater for the first time in over a year.
When?
Last weekend. I can't believe I never talked about this.
Holy shit. Tell me about it.
I went to the IMAX, actually.
Did you watch Tenet?
No. I watched an animated movie from Disney, the
Soul.
Raya and the Last Dragon.
Oh, shit. Was that good? That actually looks good.
It was pretty good. I saw Soul on Disney Plus when that first came out. Soul is not that good.
Really? Okay. I've heard good things.
It looks really beautiful, and I think it would look great on an IMAX, but I thought that it wasn't what I was expecting, and maybe that was part of my problem, but I thought that they could have done something way better with it, but that's just me.
So how was Raya the Dragon?
Raya and the Last Dragon. It was pretty good. It looked, again, IMAX, it looked really good. The seats were very comfortable. I had popcorn.
Did you go by yourself, or did you go on a date?
No.
Andrew,
I went like on a double date type thing.
A double date?
Yes.
Now,
to
we've talked
Raya and the Last Dragon,
we talked about this on the podcast, so our listeners should know, because I had to go back and do some extra work last time we had this conversation.
Yes, you did.
But how is the woman you are seeing after matching with her on Bumble or Tinder, I believe, and
Tinder,
then finding out it was someone that we knew. Related. Sorry.
It was very,
she was related to someone that we knew. Small town,
yeah.
Iowa.
It was very funny. Because they also at the time didn't know, but then they figured it out. I think we figured it out at the same time before we even messaged each other. The funnier part, I think, is again knowing that, like, not only is she related to somebody we know, but like we've met before. But it was years and years ago. So like
Iowa, dude. Fucking Iowa life. Deadly.
Oh, by the way, speaking of, did you go back and edit the last podcast?
Did I go back and edit the last podcast? What do you mean?
Oh, that's a no. I said somebody's name. I don't think it matters that I never said their last name.
Well, Andrew, I didn't go back and bleep out somebody's name because you didn't say to bleep out somebody's name.
No, I didn't. I didn't. I don't care about this person.
Is it Trevor?
It is.
we've already said Trevor's name a million times. We've definitely said Trevor's name before. So.
Yeah, but I didn't know.
What do you mean you didn't know?
I didn't know if we had or not. Listen, by the way, did you see?
Do you know how many people in the world are named Trevor?
Too many.
Exactly, yes. Too many. And so if someone's worried about Trevor, if you're worried about us using your name, don't.
Back to sports, because this involves Trevor. Back to sports. He sent me a message.
Trevor,
who
does it involve?
Trevor. He sent me a message the other day about our Dynasty League, and his exact words were, "Would you really lose a friend over a backup tight end?"
Yeah, so explain why he sent that.
Okay. So this is actually a funny story.
Wait.
Another guy.
Who sent that? Yeah. Just real quick. Who sent that message to you?
Trevor.
Okay. Just making sure. Thanks. We can move on.
Okay. There was a guy in the league who has the number one pick and the number four pick. Okay. And Trevor really needs a tight end. So he traded a lot of stuff to get the 104. I don't know what he traded. I don't remember. But he was asking my opinion on it because he really wants Kyle Pitts, a great tight end in the draft, the upcoming draft. Maybe a phenomenal player. He looks generational. He looks really great. I was like, I have Travis Kelce. He's like, that's why I'm talking to you, because you have Kelce. You're not going to get him. You don't have a pick anyway, so blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll give you my opinion. I told him, you're giving up a lot when you got three guys picking before you who could pick him, and then like you might not even get your guy. I'm like, I told him it was a gamble, but if he really wants Kyle Pitts, he wants to take the chance, I guess gamble it. He said, okay. Blah, blah, blah. Fast forward, I'm watching Kyle Pitts pro day stuff, and I'm like, I kind of want Kyle Pitts. So I start asking around, and I ask the guy who has the 101, hey, are you going to look at Pitts? And he says, no, I have a verbal agreement with Trevor in the initial trade that if I trade him the 104, I cannot pick Pitts with the 101. And I'm like, okay, so I know you're not going to do it. And he's like, yep, I'm out. So then I go to the guy with the 102 and I say, hey, are you like looking to trade, blah, blah, blah. And he said, no, not unless you give me a running back. I don't really have a running back that I'm willing to trade. So I was like, okay. I went to the guy with the 103. At this point, Trevor has caught wind that somebody is trying to trade, like to jump him in the draft. And he is upset. And now I'm like, I don't even know if I want Pitts, but if I could get the 102 or 103, I could trade it to Trevor for so much and just move back like two spots for the 104.
Right. That's what I would do. So I'm glad you brought that up, because that's the play.
Well,
Hold on, real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Why? I mean, is Pitts really that good? Is Pitts going to be really that good? Because I can't see myself wasting a first round pick in fantasy for a rookie tight end.
So here's the deal. I would never do it either. The only way I would ever do it is if I had Rob Gronkowski in his prime or Kelce in his prime.
But you'd have to know that. Like, that would be 20/20 hindsight, because for every Kelce or Gronkowski in their prime, they're, all the other tight ends are just a part of a system, or they're used as, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're not
right,
valuable.
Right, right. But I've got Kelce now, and I know that Kelce is going to be the guy for the next year at least. Like, next year, he's still going to be Travis Kelce, regardless. That's why I would grab Pitts in this scenario, because
you would use Kelce and just throw him on your bench and wait for him to grow.
Exactly, especially in a dynasty. Now, if I would never do it in another scenario, like where I have like even so, like I think Kelce, Gronk, maybe Kittle, if Kittle is like going to continue being what he is, those are the three guys that I'm like, okay, that's when I'd do it. Anyone else, even Andrews, even
Darren Waller,
Zach Ertz, even Darren Waller, I think like I would probably not risk it. He looks great. The other concern for a lot of people is that he would get into the league even though he's a tight end, and they'd be like, we're just going to move you to wide receiver and make him a huge wide receiver like Owens. And then like you just wasted a pick on a tight end who they're going to change to a wide receiver.
Right.
But anyway, so, I thought that story was funny. Because we had the whole conversation, and then the next day he like stewed on it for a while and sent me that message. He's like, you wouldn't lose a friend over a backup tight end.
Did he say something about you saying his name in the last podcast?
No, he doesn't listen.
Okay. Well, then we're fine. just to circle back all the way around, because I hate leaving loose ends. The terrible show that I or movie, oh, yeah. The terrible movie, if I can save people, if I can save just one person from not watching this movie, I would have done my job. Deadly Illusions. It's a new movie on Netflix. They're probably pushing it to the top of your feed where it's like, oh, most popular movies on Netflix, number one in the US. Look at, you know, top suggestions for you. It's called Deadly Illusions. Do not watch it. It's a terrible movie, and it has 17% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Brilliant.
Awful. Okay. We have to talk about Sweet 16. I mean, we have to talk. We are a sports podcast. We're a sports betting podcast. We have to watch the Sweet 16. We're going to, but we have to talk about it. Okay. Sure. Okay, Andrew? Jesus Christ. No more fantasy football trade talks anymore.
Michigan all the way.
If Michigan doesn't go all the way and win, you will have to take the SATs. You do understand that, right?
Yeah, listen, I'm all you,
in the B3T sports bracket, I'm looking at it now, you are in last place. You are the only person to have Michigan going all the way and winning. I have them in the Final Four. So, I mean, it's not holy fuck, I'm tied in second. Let's go.
That's a thing.
You are in last.
I think it's only by a point though, right?
Yeah, see, here's the thing. Alec and Johnny are both tied for second to last, right ahead of you by one point, and we can't see their brackets because they forgot to fill them out. Like, so I have no idea who they have winning it all.
I'm hoping they both ended up having like Ohio State and like in something else in there, like Ohio State and I don't fucking know who's on the other side. Kansas.
They honestly, if it was up to me, they'd be disqualified. They'd both have to take the SATs. And honestly, it's not really a punishment for Johnny because he just has to take the SATs in general because he's in high school.
I don't even know if it's that much of a punishment for Alec.
And Alec would probably enjoy it and get a perfect score and probably
he's just like, oh man, my Saturday, it's gone.
Okay, let's get into this. The first game we have on Saturday, Loyola versus Oregon State. Now, here's the thing. Sister Jean has the Ramblers going to the Elite Eight, okay? She actually doesn't have – I actually really admire this about Sister Jean. I would think that someone who is so diehard for their school would have them winning, right? But not Sister Jean.
She's not delusional.
She's not delusional, exactly. She's 101, but she's not delusional. She has them going to the Elite Eight and losing afterwards. So they're not going – she doesn't have them going to the Final Four, which is hilarious. So for that reason, I'm going to pick Loyola, but just know that Sister Jean doesn't have Loyola making it past the Elite Eight.
I gotta tell you, this is a coin flipper. I tell you what, it does not matter. I do not care. Let's go with Loyola.
Baylor, Villanova.
Baylor wins it 100%.
Baylor's gonna win. I don't even want to talk about this. Now here's a spicy one. Here's a real juicy, spicy plum. Oral Roberts versus Arkansas. Oral Roberts.
You gotta give me Oral Roberts.
You got to.
You gotta give
me Oral Roberts. Like, is the 15th seed that's made the upsets. They're going to be. I want them going all the way. Honestly, I want them fucking up everybody. I don't.
Michigan, but still. Let me actually. I'm kind of curious. What are the odds that Oral Roberts win that game on DraftKings?
Let me pull that up.
I'm gonna pull it up.
You pull it up then. You pull it up, Andrew. I'm gonna guess the spread on that game. I'm gonna say it's plus 8.5.
Seems low.
I don't know. They haven't. I mean,
I'm gonna.
Okay.
I thought the phone just died.
Was I being too generous with Oral Roberts? Do you think it's double digits? Do you think it's high double digits?
I don't know about high. I think it's definitely double digits though.
Well, quick yanking my fucking dick and so, just say
there it. There you go. Oral Roberts, 11.5, plus 11.5.
Okay.
They're plus 410 money line.
All right.
I'd bet it.
I would too.
Hammer it. $300 Oral Roberts.
That is a value bet. So we have Oral Roberts beating Arkansas. Arkansas is a fucking, they're a fucking, I don't even know.
Razorbacks.
Yeah. I mean, are they a football team? Are they not? My grandparents.
They're really not anything.
Yeah. They're just kind of there. Okay. Next game. Syracuse, Houston.
I got to give to Houston. One, they're the 2 seed. And two, I don't like Syracuse's orange.
I don't like Syracuse either. I don't know why that is. Why is that? I don't like it.
It's because of – I could tell you why you don't.
Why?
Have you ever seen The Blind Side?
Yeah, I don't think that's it, though.
That is why. That's why you don't like Syracuse.
Wait, why? Why? What happened?
I promise you it's why you don't like Syracuse.
Is it really? That's interesting. Yep. That's interesting. Okay. Well, let's go with Houston then. Gonzaga versus Creighton. These are the Sunday.
Gonzaga.
Obviously. These are the Sunday games. What? Gonzaga. Oh, Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
Shut the fuck up. Gonzaga versus Creighton. I'm taking Gonzaga because I have Gonzaga going all the way. I know who you're going to pick for this next game. Florida State and Michigan.
Michigan. I hate Florida State in all aspects. It's not. Don't take it personally.
Why would I take it personally?
They haven't been. I'm just saying. Not you. You idiot. Anyone out there? I can't. Casey's gonna say something to me and be like, "Well, they were good when Jameis was there," and I'll be like, "Yes, they were."
Dude, Casey's updates, fucking B3T Sports Blog, Casey Monninghoff giving us
my women's bracket.
My women's bracket. Thank God. Thank God it's still intact. I'm like, who the fuck does a women's bracket, dude? Who the fuck does
Who does more than one women's bracket?
Oh my God, dude. The only women's bracket. I mean, the only women's I've seen, like I've already said it in this episode. I only seen the highlights of the like. Honestly, if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't even know the tournament was going on right now.
You're sexist.
No, I don't want to get canceled for that. But I'm just being honest. I wouldn't know if it wasn't.
Did you go on the way of Pepe Le Pew?
No.
Pepe Le Pew and Caillou.
Oh,
all right.
God, dude, fuck Caillou.
We never followed up on that. By the way, I sent you that Caillou as an adult, right?
Didn't. You kept saying you would, but you never.
Do you want to bet money right now? Because it's in the Slack channel.
Oh, okay. Well, you sent it for everyone.
You reacted to it. You reacted to it.
Really?
Yeah, you can suck a fat dick.
I reacted.
UCLA, Alabama.
I reacted to it, and I didn't even watch it.
I don't fucking know what
it was. Pity reaction. I was probably too busy at the time, and I was
if that's the case, I'm so mad because I remember this vividly. You said in the chat, Andy, send the Caillou video. I send it not 2 minutes later. You react with something. Nothing is said ever again after that.
Hold on. I'm literally checking the fucking Slack message. Okay, here it is. May 9th. Oh, no, sorry, March 9th. Jesus Christ. Okay, March 9th, I say, send the adult Caillou vids. Okay, I did react. It looks like I did react with the laughing face emoji. I promise you, I've never watched these. Dude, let me watch them right now. Holy shit, no. 5 minutes?
It's so long.
No.
Fuck you.
Of course I am.
You're watching it after the show, and that's content for the next episode.
Oh my God. Yeah, I totally just was like, here you go. Here's your reaction, but
you're
I'm not watching
bitch.
It.
Alabama's going to beat UCLA.
I have Alabama winning. Now, here's something. USC and Oregon. I don't think I had either of these two teams going this far. Fuck.
I did. Give me Oregon.
You had Oregon? Really?
I had Oregon here, yeah.
I don't believe you.
I had them beating Iowa, remember?
You're absolutely right. I had Iowa in this. Yep. Oh, Kansas. Yeah. Fuck, dude. Yeah, I had Kansas winning.
I had Kansas winning too, but.
Wait. Yeah. Wait.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
I was so confused. I've been looking at my bracket. Okay, here's the thing, Andrew. I don't really like
Whose
sleeper.
Whose bracket is this?
I don't like
the way they do it. I think this is their first year doing it.
Yeah, I don't like sleepers UI when they do the brackets. I mean, it's a great fantasy app for football. Don't get me wrong. For the March Madness bracket, it sucks.
Yeah.
But yeah, give me, you know what? Fuck you. Give me USC. Go fuck yourself.
All right, fine. Speaking of go fuck yourself.
Yes. Oh, that is a great transition, Andrew. A+, 10 out of 10. Okay. This is a game that we play every episode. It's called If You Can't Guess This Player, if you don't know who this player is, well, go fuck yourself. Okay? That's the moral of the game. You have to, by continuing to listen during this episode, if you're listening to this segment, it is a contractual agreement. You are playing the game. And if you lose the game, you have to go fuck yourself. Okay?
It's true.
You are risking the biscuit. Okay? So
you get to go first this time.
Risking the biscuit. That's kind of good. Should we call yeah, that the name?
No, risk it for the biscuit. That's the fuck. Shut up.
Okay, here we
you
go.
You go first.
Okay, I will go first. Now, we've been doing NFL players, but I promised you an NBA player this episode, so this is who I picked.
I'm going to be so bad at this. All right, let's go.
Well, then you're going to have to go fuck yourself. NBA player. This NBA player was drafted in 1984.
Jesus, okay.
Trust me, you know who it is.
Okay.
By the he was drafted in 1984 by the 76ers.
Okay.
He was a 11-time NBA All-Star. He won NBA MVP, league MVP in 1993. He won two gold medals for the United States men's basketball team for the Olympics, also known as the Dream Team. He was a member of the Dream Team. Okay. He retired in 2000. All right. And the three teams that he played for in his career from 1984 to 2000, 76ers, Phoenix Suns, Houston Rockets. He is the fourth player in NBA history to have 20,000 points, 10,000 rebounds, 4,000 assists. When he retired.
No.
When he retired, he was the fourth person to ever do it. Are you typing? I heard a type. Did you just type?
Yeah, I did, but it's not for... I'm not
looking at that. Ooh, Andrew. I'm getting stuff, automatic. That's an automatic fuck yourself.
I might be screwed because I know I'm listening. I'm thinking back to the
Dream Team.
I know. And he played for the Sixers. Did he have a problem? Him and Jordan ever have a problem?
See, here's the thing. Jordan had a problem with everybody at one point in time. So here's the thing. I can't keep track of everyone that Jordan has a problem with. Now, I will tell you, at one point, they did not have a problem because he played with Jordan on the Dream Team, okay?
I know that.
So, I mean, they might have a problem now. I honestly, again, I can't keep track of Jordan's beefs with everybody in the fucking sports world. But they were definitely buddies in the 90s. And there's another hint that I can say that will prove that they were buddies.
All right, you'll have to tell me.
He was also in the movie Space Jam. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I can't get what does their name start with? That's what you're gonna have to give me.
What do you mean?
The letter. Just one letter.
Are you serious?
I'll take the handicap. I am serious.
I mean, the Space Jam was the handicap. I thought that game
over. It was the handicap. That's true.
Okay. His name starts with a C.
I'm out. I gotta fuck myself. I don't know. I can't for the life of me. Okay, I mean, I'm going to be very upset because I'm telling you right now what's
going on. You understand that. I'll tell you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then you have to
go. But here's yourself. I'll tell you right now before you tell me, though. All I'm thinking about is the episode where they were playing pickup for the Dream Team for the Jordan The Last Dance documentary. And I'm like trying to name as many people as I can from there. And I'm just.
Yeah. The person who I'm talking about is none other than Sir Charles Barkley himself.
Oh, God damn it.
Charles Barkley.
Yeah, he's like discount Shaq. he's like the Walmart to Shaq's Target.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, now here's the thing about Charles Barkley. He never won a ring. Never.
No, he didn't. He played for the Suns, though.
He played for the Suns, played for the Rockets, played for the 76ers. He's also known as the round mound of rebound.
I don't like that.
the mound. Wait, the fuck? I can't even say it. The round mound of rebound.
The almond joy and mound. All right. All right. I got an NFL player for you.
Okay, let's do
it. Are you ready? This player was drafted in 2008. They are a quarterback. They have a record, career record, of 98-77. They have been signed with four different teams.
I think I know who it is. Is it Joe Flacco?
Yeah, it is Joe Flacco. The reason I was hoping the four teams would throw it off because just
I can actually name them. So you have the Ravens, you have the Broncos, yep. You have the Jets, and now you have the Eagles.
It's so funny too because sometimes I'll say something about like a player got signed here or there, and you're like, "Oh, I didn't hear that." So I was really banking on you not hearing that, and then I would also get to break the news to you. That
Are you kidding me? I'm Joe Flacco's biggest fan. I saw him in person
I can't.
Towson Mall. He's huge, by the way. Like, I think he's listed as 6'6". No chance. He's 6'8", at least, dude. He just doesn't want to be listed as too tall.
So, like, if you wouldn't have gotten it there, the next one would be he has won a Super Bowl. And if you didn't get it there, I would give you the slam dunk. He is not elite.
No, because I know when he was drafted, because that was the same year John Harbaugh became head coach of the Ravens. Yeah. Good.
Man, his rookie year, 11-5.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's a good quarterback. He's a good quarterback. And honestly, I'm going to go to his defense and say he was never the same when he hurt his back. I mean, he hurt his back. I mean, we paid him a lot after the Super Bowl. And, you know, then we went 8-8.
You guys were ass for about a decade.
Then we went 8-8. Then we made the playoffs, lost to the Patriots. Then he hurt his back, and we had a terrible season.
Julian Edelman.
Yeah, I remember that fucking game. God damn it. God damn it.
All right. Well, I think it's time we hit the old dusty trail.
Make sure to check for shrimp tails when pouring your cereal in the morning.
What?
Are you serious?
I saw that. No, I saw.
Yeah, oh my god! I thought we were. That was like my parting tip for the episode, but now I have to explain myself. There was a man.
I know what it is.
You do?
Yeah. No, I said. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
If you have the time, go on Twitter and follow the saga because it's fucking hilarious. A man found shrimp cocktail tails and coated in cinnamon sugar in his cinnamon toast crunch.
Yeah.
And then Cinnamon Toast Crunch tried to gaslight him for the whole world to see by saying that they had their experts looking at the photo. And in fact, they were not shrimp tails. They were just clumps of sugar.
And he was like, the fuck?
He's like, I didn't have a problem until you just lied to me right now.
I can't even imagine being on the.
Dude, I'm gonna send it to you. I'm gonna send you the thread because someone actually did a good job of capturing all the screenshots and kind of putting them in order for like you to follow. I was reading it last night. I was dying, dude. It was hilarious. So funny.
There is like it's a meme, and obviously it didn't actually happen. But there's an old picture of like it's a fake post of a dude who like fried a whole rat. And then lifted it up, and I know, and then he's like at McDonald's, hey yo, why is there a whole fried rat in my meal? And then they reply, hey, DM us, we'd love to help you out. And the DM is McDonald's just saying, delete that shit right fucking now. All right. Well, I mean, you'll send that to me. You watch Ad Astra, please.
Yes, I will by next. I'll watch it this weekend, so we'll discuss on. Tuesday's episode.
All right.
Oh my god, real quick. So Johnny, if you follow B3T Sports, oh my god. This just shows you how early we are in the crypto world. I just told Johnny, who does our social media for B3T Sports, he's been making these really cool graphics and
right.
Okay, hold on. And so he made one of Ed Reed under my suggestion. He's like, what athlete should I make? And I was like, Ed Reed. I was like, this is fucking awesome.
I just saw this.
You should make it an NFT. And he said, what's an NFT?
NFT?
Bro, dude. Dude, okay, listen to this. He is supposed to be what is he like 17, 18? He's supposed to be like cutting edge of technology, right? Like he's like one of the young people, right? And we're supposed to learn from them. He doesn't even know what a fucking NFT is.
We aren't even supposed to learn from them. We're supposed to be embarrassed by them, like on a constant daily basis. I'm like, what's this? I'm like, that's a JPEG. I'm like, what do I do with it? Okay, so, but we never got a chance to talk about this. A couple weeks ago, we were saying, what did, we wanted the NFL to do what Top Shot is doing, and apparently they're going to.
Wait, say that again?
We wanted the NFL to do what the NBA is doing with Top Shot, with like the highlights and stuff, and right. Apparently I heard that the NFL is going to do that.
I'm sure. Yeah, no, I'm sure.
Right.
NFTs are just fucking blowing up. I just really hope I make money off of them because I am putting so much money into them. It's actually like not even funny, but
it's kind of funny.
I mean, obviously it's fucking hilarious, but it's not going to be if I lose it all. But I just keep reminding myself I'm so early.
You'll always
in the space, right? Like I'm
you'll always have a place here in Iowa with me.
Thank
if you and your wife need to pack up, bring Tom.
Holly will divorce me. I'll be on my own with Tom. I'm going to be looking for shelter.
Oh, man.
Homeless, no money. And
that picture of baby Tom, by the way.
Oh, so cute, right?
Oh, it is. It was great. I'm almost out of Sir Tom dog treats.
Well, you got to order more. Yeah, you got to order
more.
I'll
think about it.
Okay. All right.
Grapefruit.
Grapefruit.
Normally you can only get this technique in one of my classes, but I wanted to share this with you because I believe every man should get grapefruited. When you grapefruit your man, it's gonna feel as if you are giving him head and fucking him at the same time.
Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling.
Valentino summers and wave runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. Valentino summers and wave runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. How many Madonnas can that Mazda fit? My brick talk is more than obvious. It's ominous. Garage is the phantom. Ghouls, ghosts, and goblins. Blonde mohawk the collection. I'm Dennis Rodman.
No better feeling would he ever get than being grapefruited. No better feeling would he ever get.
Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling.
Time to hit the showers, cause baths are for babies.